Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians, the second chapter. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
It's kind of a famous problem with this passage that we don't know enough about architecture to exactly know what we should say. Whether this is the headstone of the corner, maybe something placed on top in the end to hold the whole thing together, probably with a nice cross on it, or whether Christ is the cornerstone. Whether he is a foundational stone that goes in first, maybe to set the directions perfectly square, or perhaps the first stone, therefore the most important one. And we're troubled by a third thing, which is we know what cornerstones are for us today. Totally irrelevant to the construction. Decorative, something that gets smashed and broken into to find out what goodies are in the time capsule once the building gets torn down. And it's always in German, isn't it? But I find it that Christ is most likely there with the foundation, as it's mentioned here, that he is that cornerstone, part of the foundation, a very important part, with two functions. One is that it's the point of the corner. And this is what the prophets and the apostles have to say about him and about everything. They are pointing us toward Jesus, that they are the place where they come together, that where Christ is, there the prophets have been speaking and foreseeing for all the generations from the beginning of the world. And the apostles are coming out from it. They are sent into their pathway by Christ Jesus. They are going out to all the world, as Psalm 19 said so long before them. But you also see something else, especially if we could roll out the scroll and see what the rest of this reading is from Ephesians, the great book of joining the church together, Gentiles and Jews. That, of course, you've got to have something that brings your walls and holds them in formation, that joins them not just as two separate layers of bricks going, I suppose, in totally contradictory directions, but in fact that they are formed together, brought together, held together as a whole structure. This, of course, is what Christ Jesus has done. He has broken down the wall of hostility in his flesh. He has brought together all the peoples of the world, specifically that he has brought together the people who were given the oracles of God with those who we never expected would be coming to Israel, except, of course, if you believed the words of the Lord's prophets. That yes, his name is great among the Gentiles also. It is maybe strange to find that unlike the other places of the Bible where Jesus is called the headstone or the cornerstone, that he is not the foundation. It kind of says on our picture here that no one can lay a different foundation other than the one that's already been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ himself. But here we find that the apostles and the prophets are the foundation, and Jesus has that separate cornerstone. I would hate to say off in the corner. What we see here is how the scriptures in particular, the writings of the prophets and the apostles, are united with Jesus Christ. And if they are not, then certainly the whole thing falls apart. Jesus himself teaches us this, especially in Mark's gospel, but in all the places where he's concerned with the matter of confessing the faith, being united in the faith, acknowledging him, especially before others, the work of church unity even, the confession and purpose of this church as it continues its mission, that he, of course, like he sent his apostles, has sent us out to do. And that is that anyone who is ashamed of me and my words, I will be ashamed of that person before my Father in heaven. It's often a procedure of people to divide Jesus from his words. I mean, who could possibly be against Jesus or mad that he should be the cornerstone? But of course, as we saw all throughout Lent and Passiontide, it is the words of Jesus that drive those Jewish leaders mad so much that they would reject this cornerstone and throw him out and finally stumble and be dashed to pieces on him. Jesus and his words belong together. Indeed, abiding in his word is what makes and keeps us disciples of his all the way to the end. So then, when it says here, the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone, holding them together, being the point of everything they have to say, this is certainly to recognize that Jesus and the Holy Scriptures are not to be divided in any way. We are not to imagine a Jesus that is known to us apart from the Scriptures, or that usually is invented by our own minds. What we hear spoken about him in the past by the prophets is spoken truthfully because he, with his Father and the Holy Spirit, have given those prophets, have put the words. They have stood in the council of the Holy Trinity to speak what is true about our Lord. And likewise, when St. Paul, the one who probably is most likely, at least in church history, to be divorced from Jesus Christ, even he admits he's like one untimely born. Whose apostle is he? Whose slave and servant does he always claim to be at the beginning of his writings? It is our Lord Jesus Christ. That's always the point of what Paul has to say. And we trust the words of Paul and hold to them because he is Christ's chosen instrument, as we heard just about a month ago. He is the one sent by Jesus to always point back to him as the point of it all. Jesus and the Scriptures go together. They're united. When we speak about Jesus Christ, we are not hindered in any way to read the Bible and to understand what it says, both about him and about the way and truth and life that Christ is. That is perfect for Saints Philip and James. We know very little about James except that his father was Alphaeus and his mother was Mary, one of the ones who was at the tomb and at the cross with Jesus. But of Philip, we have the wonderful story of those Greeks, those Gentiles, disconnected, rocky stones off on the side, who are brought together with the prophets and apostles, built upon Jesus Christ. It is Philip to whom they came and said, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." And like a true and plumb line of a wall, he brought them with Andrew straight to Christ Jesus our Lord to hear something that was in no way disconnected, just as the pinnacle of a building is not disconnected from its foundations, that the Son of Man must be lifted up in order to draw all people to himself. Well, isn't that where we want to see Jesus indeed working for us? The result of this, then, is what St. Paul says, that when we are built on the Holy Scriptures, when they are directing us to Jesus Christ and what he has done to redeem us, who do we become? We become members not just of a building or an edifice, but of God's household. The Lord is playing with these words in the same way he was pleased to play with David, who wanted to build a great temple, and yet he promised instead that the cornerstone would come from his line and that God would build him a house. And the great news for us is that we also have been joined together with David, with all of the prophets of old, with those apostles brought together by Christ's cross, and even with all of the holy angels, into citizenship with them, into Christ's holy church. This, then, is our pattern as we look to those around us, as we want to bring others into his church, as we want to find unity among fellow Christians who would dare to confess the name of that cornerstone. We always go to the Scriptures, to his prophets, to his apostles, where we are not ashamed to find Jesus to be the point, and not ashamed of his words either. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission, and a ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.